Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And welcome back. It's the second hour of the show. So hello, 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 and a warm welcome to Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. I must say it is a great afternoon so far, and I'm absolutely glad to be ushering you into our afternoon. Well, I'm not flying solo again in the second hour, because with me in studio, I've got the sales and business solutions manager for Radio Pulpit, Charles van Onselen. Always have to hype myself, Charles, when I'm going to pronounce your name. Charles van Onselen.
Oh, thank you so much.
I rushed to the front because I want to make sure I pronounce it correctly.
You know, it's one of those red Dutch interesting surnames, but there we go. Great to be with you on there.
Welcome back.
Thanks so much,
I'm saying Luca. Welcome back because I had a chat with you last week, Friday. Mm-hmm. But of course, I do understand if you're tuning in for the first time, I want to make sure that you also don't miss this great opportunity. So basically, Radio Pulpit has joined hands with Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, I believe, mm-hmm. right? That's in USA. There's no local Chicago. I know we've got all these names in South Africa. We name the streets with these names. No. This is a real Chicago in USA. So they're offering high-quality Bible enrichment courses locally. Yep, you get an opportunity to actually study. Now, welcome, Charles. Great to have you. I must say it's a really, really exciting development for Radio Pulpit. Maybe if you can just give us the background story. Where did it all begin?
Yeah, thank you, Luca, and good afternoon to our listeners. Great to be with you on air. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege. Really appreciate it. So way back when our CEO, Reverend Karelfroof, was studying, mm-hmm. He was exposed to Moody Bible Institute through his studies and in theology. And so many years later, he visited actually at their National Religious Broadcasters event about 10, 11 years ago. He visited them, and he saw Moody Bible Institute, and that piqued his interest more, and he spoke to them, and they actually invited him, and he went over to Moody Bible Institute in Chicago to have a look and see what it looks like. And after that, he carried that dream in his heart for 11 years. And in 2023, September, God blessed us with a sponsor or two that enabled us to go over for research and development trip to Moody Bible Institute in Chicago to explore how we can take hands and how we can, as a satellite affiliate campus of them in South Africa, bring that same value here to our South African contingent.
So this conversation then began like mm-hmm. 2023 already. It's not just something that you decided, oh, we can do this in 2024.
No, there was a lot of planning, discussions, forethoughts, and still even now, we're just doing a survey. We're not rolling it out as yet. We just want to make sure we do a proper survey, get an informed view on how many of our listeners may be interested in this life enriching course. So we are very excited in seeing the responses.
I must say, having sat on the seat, I am quite happy. I'm not sure what you guys are looking for in terms of numbers, but I was really happy with the response last week. You know, it's for me, I'm just like, people are really eager to study, which is a great thing.
Yeah, you know, because the word says 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved.
That's the one.
So it's our responsibility. And between you and me and a couple of thousand listeners out there, I'm not sure that we've always been, permit me if I may use the term, the best brand ambassadors in inverted commas. You know, the fact is we represent Christ Jesus, and many people shy away from the way that we present him and the way we communicate him.
That's true.
It's like, if I may also on this radio station, and I don't think people will crucify me for it, but it's like Gandhi said, I haven't got a problem with your Christ, but you know, you guys, I don't know. And so without judgment, condemnation, because there's no condemnation for those in Christ, can we present Christ more accurately, more effectively? And so this is what the passion of this initiative is about, as part of Radio Pulpit's vision as well, is to facilitate a deeper, more meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ, and help us all in how we communicate him more effectively to the world that he so loved that he gave his only son for.
Sure, I love that. It really, you know, whenever I speak to Pastor Moyo, he'll say, let's be responsible. What we say to people with scripture as well. So this is not just for you, and it's also how you present him, like Charles is saying. Wow. Now tell us, Charles, how does this initiative fit into Radio Pulpit's vision? Because somebody is probably listening right now and thinking, you guys are radio stations, or what's this about?
Yeah, so our mandate and vision as Radio Pulpit is to be a reliable Christian media partner, but also to facilitate a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So as such, we want to help believers and teachers above the board, wherever anyone wants to build a deepened and enriched relationship with Jesus Christ in his word. So it's about facilitating and helping build that meaningful relationship with the Lord. And so as Radio Pulpit, we see ourselves as more than just a radio station, but indeed actually a ministry with a calling to serve the church, the body of Christ, believers in South Africa. And being mindful of the fact that affordable Bible-based training in SA is a need, we wanted to launch a qualified series of courses together with an established international partner, being Moody Bible Institute, which we plan to facilitate, if all goes well, towards the end of March, maybe April, but we'll see, depending on the income.
Now, speaking of these courses, Charles, what type of courses are you planning to offer?
So the courses that we are looking at is we're specifically looking at enrichment courses aimed at bringing in a deeper, more enriched relationship with Jesus. And those courses range from basic Christian doctrine to Bible study methods and hermeneutics. As well as survey of the New Testament, preaching and evangelism. So this is not just enriching one's life. It's really enriching one's understanding of the word and giving a proper qualified certificate course from a theological point of view that would really help undergird one's foundation in your understanding of Christ and the word and the ministry, which in future we hope and pray we can build upon. And also, you know, in future, as things go along, we really have in our hearts to look at even degree courses and so on and so forth, but one step at a time. So one baby step at a time. And so this is where we want to start with the Moody Bible Institute certificate course.
All right. Now, the next question, how and where will training take place? Because I know, Charles, as I don't want to mention the institution, but it can be so frustrating when the lessons are online only and there's never anybody to answer any questions. It's
tough.
Frustrating.
I know, because I also study online. Uh-huh. I study through other institutions, but Moody is one of them that I've already dipped my toes into as well, obviously being involved. So the great thing is registered students will each receive direct access to the Moody online portal. One will be able to study directly online through Moody, but with unique Radio Pulpit login code so that they can identify you're a Radio Pulpit listener or student.
Okay.
But as part of our unique service or ministry proposition, we specifically wanted to do something different that'll add true value. So we plan on having a facilitator who is theologically trained and ministerially trained, a facilitator available for the course in person at Radio Pulpit's lecture hall once a week in Kilner Park, Pretoria. And so the facilitator will be available to students not only at Radio Pulpit but also online to help with any tutoring queries or support that may be required. So the idea is it's like a study group in a way where you can come together here once a week, probably about 2 hours or such, and sit together with that facilitator and review things and ask questions and so be enriched and strengthened in a deeper understanding. So we believe that that personal interaction for those who can and want to, it'll be here. However many people engage in person, it's up to them, either here or online.
Okay.
But the tutor will be one of the main value adds from our side to help students navigate through this online enriching learning experience.
I'm glad, because it's not going to be some AI crazy story, and it's you don't know.
No.
Yes, I'm really happy to hear that. Tell us now, will students? I heard you speak of certification, and I wasn't sure where it's coming from exactly. Will students then receive certification of completion from Moody?
Yeah, absolutely. So students who successfully complete the Moody certificate, Bible Institute certificate, will receive a certificate of completion upon successful completion thereof. However, we must state that the certificate is not currently recognized locally in SA by our academic institutions for ordination or qualification. However, however, very big however, the creditworthiness and academic standard of an internationally recognized institution such as Moody in terms of its particular theological standing and depth cannot be overlooked. I mean, these guys have been doing this since 1886 when it was founded by D.L. Moody, Dwight Moody, and they educate approximately 2,000 students per year that go through. And that's only the on-campus students.
Oh.
That's not even speaking about the thousands the out there still who are doing online, of which we will also be part of that ecosystem. So it's really an amazing opportunity to become part of a life-enriching, ministry-enriching, also theologically enriching study course through Moody International.
I love to hear that. Here's a very important one.
Yeah, always.
If listeners are interested, Charles, if they're interested in these courses, what are they looking at in terms of chankuras,
the money.
You know it's chankura.
It's always about the money. One has to consider the money, the investment that you make. And so this is the great news we have here. We actually, and I've caught myself saying the last interview or two, and this is really how it went. Through all our discussions with the Moody team, we actually did negotiate, however, we didn't need to negotiate hard for the best possible prize. They actually, their hearts are so open. They want to help us in South Africa, and it's obviously to their advantage as well to have a footprint in South Africa
through us.
So they want to help us, and they gave us a really, really good price, which is really just the bare minimum. This is not a money-making machine. This is really just to cover the basics. And so for 750 Rand for 3 months, you get access to a 12-week, 3-month enrichment course. And obviously what happens is that we need to buy the course from them. And from there, then we just cover our basics in terms of the building and also the facilitator and whatever requirements there might be. But for 3 months, for only 750 Rand, you've got access to a 12-week enrichment course. Some courses cover a little bit more than one module. Some are a little bit longer, some a bit shorter. But in general, most of them are 12 weeks long, 3 months. Only 750 Rand, yes.
I'm going to tell you now, here in South Africa, you won't even get a preschool for that amount for once in a month, actually.
No, indeed. I mean, I study online as well, as I also can presume from some of the information you've provided that you may also know that world. And the fact is, I mean, you're talking about thousands, 2,000, 300,000, and it's just ludicrous. I mean, if you get anything under 1,000, it's like, you know, what's happening here? So, And what's happening here is that not only did we negotiate a little bit, but their hearts were so open. The grace of God, the favor of God really just helped us to land at a very, very good and decent price for our students. And we are really excited about this.
That is so true. Like as you're saying, I'm studying online. And for the first 6 months, I haven't paid anything less than 7 grand. So that's
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, exactly. Here's another one. What must listeners then do to show interest in the Radio Pulpit and Moody Bible Institute enrichment courses?
Yeah, so really, really very easy, very basic and easy. Just WhatsApp us the word study, S-T-U-D-Y, study, to 082-657-2729. That's our studio WhatsApp line. WhatsApp the word study to 082-657-2729. You can also SMS it if you want to 37871, but WhatsApp is just so easy, and everyone uses WhatsApp nowadays. WhatsApp the word study to 082-657-2729, and we'll send them an evaluation form link. So you'll get a survey link, which you then can complete, because we also want to test the waters and see what not only just the interest, but also how you would like to study. We really want to try to accommodate our students in the best way possible. And with that said, if you have any questions that you'll want to put on email, you can also email me, charles@radiopulpit.co.za. That's Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, @radiopulpit.co.za. But the easiest, again, just WhatsApp the word study to 082-657-2729.
I must ask you this before I let you run, Charles.
Sure.
I did get a question last week, I think after our conversation. The question was around the language of instruction.
Yeah.
Did you get that one?
I saw that one, yeah.
Okay.
And so at this stage, being as it is from Moody Bible Institute, will only be in English.
Okay.
But future developments are never off the cards. You know, there's a possibility that depending on how things go, we may consider, depending on a lot of things, that we can try to tailor this a little bit more, you know, homegrown.
Because I can imagine, Charles, the admin it will take for you guys to translate everything into the English language. It would be convenient, but I'm sure it will take a lot of administration
a lot of administration, a lot of work. And I mean, you are in radio, you know what content production is like, and so literally this is what would need to happen, and that is what we pay for Moody, for those who may just be wondering, why do we pay them? Because someone made the courses, someone sat there, someone is administrating, someone created the video content. So a lot of this information will be conveyed through video. So it's nice and interactive. You've got a video that you look at of your lecturer. And then, of course, there are certain lesson material that you go through, very easy assignments and so on that you just look at. And I mean, it's really not rocket science, but it's worthwhile considering and indicating your interest for. So study to 0826572729.
Oh, Charles, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really great having a chat with you again. Until next time, have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Luca. Many blessings to you and our listeners.
Radio that changes lives. Tune in to your daily companion on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.